This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're here with Lynn Shouning and Noel. Now, according to Prime Minister Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, the government will revoke opportunities like contracts, approved permits or APs, and licenses sold to third parties to ensure that such facilities are utilised in an organised manner. He did say that under the new economic policy, which was introduced in the 1970s, plenty of opportunities were created for low-income peoples to leverage on the nation's wealth, but some used it in a way to make an easy profit by selling it to other parties to gain profits quickly.
Yes, I think, this is so widely talked about, right? If I have to say, this measure is probably 20, 30 years late. It's so common that APs are resold to someone else, and the APs in the first place were usually obtained by someone who's politically connected. And, you know, these APs are quite wide-ranging. They're not just about cars, yeah? Even last year, I think there was talk about, even I didn't realise that round cabbages, there were also APs.
There are also APs for onions.
Yeah, right.
Steel, sugar. There's, I think, as many as 800 possible
amazing
APs out there.
The humble cabbage and onion.
So, yeah. So, this is something that is good to take a look at and keep in view. So, for a view as well of the AP system and the new economic policy, we have on the line with us this morning Tan Sri Mohamad Sharif Mohamad Kassim, founding member of the G25 and former Secretary General of the Ministry of Finance. Now, thank you very much for joining us, Tan Sri. Now, Tun Dr. Mahathir has said that they'll be revoking contracts, APs and licences sold to third parties. In your opinion, is this the right way to ensure that they're used properly?
Yeah, because the contracts were issued to certain people, you know, to import items that are subject to the AP. And then these people, they, instead of doing the business themselves, they sublet to other bidders, other maybe friends, maybe a family, maybe maybe to non-Malays. Maybe just make quick money. That's not right, because it defeats the objective of the government issuing the APs to specific Bumiputra individuals.
So what are your general thoughts on the AP system? Did they in the end really benefit the poorer Bumiputra community?
No. The AP system is supposed to help Bumiputra entrepreneurs, you know? When they get the AP, they can import the goods mentioned in the AP, like, for example, like cars or onions or chilies. They can import these and they have a monopoly on the business. They can then sell it to the market and then make a profit. Hopefully, with the profit, they can grow their business and maybe branch into other businesses. Because the AP will not be permanent. Strictly speaking, it is not supposed to be permanent. So the intention is that, you know, they use the profits that they make from the business of importing importing the specific items, and from the profit, you know, they can go into other business, more long term, more permanent.
Well, since it was introduced, has it helped the Bumiputra entrepreneurs? Would you say it is successful?
Well, as the Prime Minister himself said, some have really made use of the opportunity. For example, the owner of helicopter company, you know, there is a company which hires helicopter services, especially for petroleum, for offshore petroleum operations. And then there is a car distributor who made use of the AP to grow his business. I won't mention the name. I'm sure our listeners will know who he is. So they have grown into a big dealership, and there are a few examples like that where the APs have helped the Bumiputra to become bigger businessmen. But I'm sure there are also many cases where the holders of the APs do not take the opportunities. And as the PM was saying, the government is aware that many of them have sold the APs to other businessmen. That is not right. It defeats the purpose of giving out the APs to boobies.
So should the government then continue with this system? Or how could they tweak it, perhaps? The AP system is still pretty much a race-based policy.
Personally, I feel the APs are a very, you know, they are what you call non-tariff barriers. The government wants to control the import of certain goods instead of placing just tariff, high tariffs, which means that everybody can import. So the government puts, on top of it, the government puts the AP. That means you cannot import unless you have a license. For example, cars. You know, you can have all the money in the world, but you cannot import a car, even though you are prepared to pay the high duties, unless you have the permit to import. These, of course, benefit those who get the license. But since they are extreme form of tariff protection, the ordinary public will have to pay a price, whether it is cars or onions or chilies. So that's what we call the monopoly price, which is not good for the... not good for the consumer. That's why in Malaysia, we have one of the highest car prices in the world because of the heavy tariff protection, tariff and non-tariff protection. Yeah.
So talking about the current time now, what are your thoughts on the recently launched Shared Prosperity Vision 2030? Many have criticized it as a rehashed version of the NEP, which is essentially an affirmative action program.
Well, as some economists have said, it's basically the same as the new economic policy because there are the emphasis about government assistance for Bumi Putras to increase their participation in industrial and commercial sectors of the economy will still be there. But the government ministers have stated that on the need to help the poor, this will be done on a needs basis. In other words, poverty reduction will be done irrespective of race. So if there are poor non-Malays, they will be given the same help as the Malays. But on the business side, participation in the corporate sector. I think the old NEP policy of helping Bumi Putras to develop businesses in the commercial and industrial sectors will still continue. So in that sense, it's like the old NEP again.
Thank you very much, Tan Sri Muhammad Sharif, for speaking with us this morning. That was Tan Sri Muhammad Sharif Muhammad Kasim, founding member of the G25 and former Secretary General of the Ministry of Finance. Now, I liked his comments about basically putting it into perspective a little bit for us, that the AP is basically a non-tariff barrier, right? Because that is true. You know, you can have all the money that you want in order to really pay off all the high import tariffs on certain goods. But if you don't have that AP license and you don't fit the numerous criteria to apply for these APs, you won't be able to import these things into certain items into the country, which places a lot of constraints on entrepreneurs in terms of what they are actually what kind of business they're actually able to conduct.
Well, you know, the AP system and essentially the NEP, well, it's really created a lot of wealth. I think, you know, we see an expanded middle class Bumi Putra community. And of course, it helped create wealth for the Bumis, some who got it and really made good of the opportunity, like the NASA group. And then there will be the, you know, some Bumi Putra businessmen who resold the AP. So they also made some money. But I think the point here is about this kind of giving preferential access and giving opportunities for Bumi Putras. It's really for them to build their foundation to create more wealth for themselves and not to constantly rely on the government for, you know, more assistance.
Yeah, I think since Pakatan Harapan came into power, I mean, we did have our Deputy Ministry of Trade, Ong Kian Ming, try to kind of talk about this AP system. And he has actually been on a BFM call regarding this, right? So they're trying to tighten up the rules and have more stringent conditions by which existing APs and also new applicants are kind of evaluated before the APs are issued. But there are questions always, right, in terms of the policy implementation.
Yeah, so I think if you want to catch, incidentally, the conversation with Ong Kian Ming, you can find that podcast on the BFM app as well as on Spotify under the title Ong Kian Ming Deflects AP Naysayers. Because at the time, I think this was from March last year, there was already some backlash over the fact that the government had announced that they would be continuing the usage of the AP system and not abolishing it entirely.
Yeah, because there were new EAPs issued for the auto industry. And I think the market was surprised by this. They didn't think that it would be any more new APs issued.
So we're talking about Malaysia Baru and so forth, right? So the shared prosperity vision that we asked Tan Sri earlier. So I think it's meant to be quite inclusive, but there is some emphasis on helping Bumi Putras. And there are targets also imposed. Yeah. So for example, they're looking at majority of high-skilled jobs to be held by Bumi Putras. Apparently, it's still below 50% for a number of key professions. And Bumi Putras shall own at least 20% of high-tech SMEs by 2030 and at least 5 listed companies in each state by 2030. So these are quite lofty targets, you know, majority of high-skilled jobs to be held by Bumi Putras. So I'm just curious whether there will be, you know, quotas imposed on companies to on employment.
Yeah, I think that was one of the downsides of the announcements of the SPV 2030 was that there wasn't a lot of detail on how this would be implemented, because I guess by necessity, it is a vision and not a detailed plan just yet. So we'll have to wait and see on that front. But right now, we're about to head into the 8 o'clock news. And then after that, we'll be having the Breakfast Grill, where Shaoning speaks with Alan Shia, CEO of GoCar Malaysia. Be sure to stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.